afraid of them. In Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, I'm going to turn some lights off so that... okay, it's already off, and I think I'm going to do that too. And in our studies today, we continue to label the studies on angels. And the study today, no, they will need that light. The study today is evil angels, all right? This is a study that we need to look upon. And we're going to divide it. Remember, we studied the good angels, and now there were a lot of questions about demons and evil angels, and we're going to look upon them in detail three times. Today is one of them. All right? First, the abode of evil angels. Where they live, all right? Where those evil angels live. All right? Here are three places. The first place is in heaven. All right, and I need somebody to read these two scriptures. Who will volunteer these? Ephesians 3:10 and 6:12. All right, give the microphone to Brother Cassandian right there, Jimmy, on your left. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10, and then we jump to chapter 6 and verse 12. And I want to ask you to pay attention to the name of the angels in verse 3:10, and then the name of the angels in verse 6:12. Go ahead, brother.
To the intent that now, under the principalities and powers in heavenly places, might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God.
Chapter 6, in verse 12.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
All right. Do you see where are these wickedness? Where are they located? It's at verse 12. In the high places, which is the heavenlies. A heavenly places, said New King James. In heavenly places. So and they are in some place, captured by God in certain place, they are in that way. So this is one of their location. The second one is on the earth. And you can look in the Bible in Revelation chapter 12. Who like to read this verse? Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7. Devin, right there on the back. Revelation chapter 12 and verse 7. They are right here on the earth.
And there was war in the heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels.
All right. There was a word. Will you read me verse 8, please, also?
And he prevailed not, neither was there place found any more in heaven.
Okay, verse 9 now.
And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Okay, so if you're taking notes, as we have a screen here, Revelation 12, 7 to 9 will be proper. And the Bible clarified that the devil and some of his army were cast into the earth in place. So the abode of evil angels, they are in heaven, they are on the earth. And the next one, they are also in a place called hell. So we have to go to 2 Peter in the New Testament in chapter 2. And Grace would like to read it here. So Jimmy, you will have to come here. 2 Peter. And in chapter 2, and in verse 4. And somebody will look for me, Luke chapter 8, 31, as we're going to read first. 2 Peter, chapter 2, and verse 4. Go ahead.
For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment.
All right? So somebody else have looked chapter 8 and verse 31. Daniel have it. And remember what that verse said, that God cast them into a hell, a place of imprisonment. And now look chapter 8 and verse 31.
And they besought him that he would not command them to go out into the deep.
Okay, you see in chapter 8 and in verse 31 of the verse, and he said, how can I unless some, how can I unless someone, what I'm doing, I'm doing here, Ron, I want you to show the in chapter 8 of Luke, Jesus is working against demons eye to eye. And in verse 31, said, and they beg him that he will not command them to go into the abyss. Said, abyss is another word for a hell. And so remember, this is when there was a man with demons, and they saw Jesus, and he will command them to get out from the man. And the demons knew the power and said, please don't do that. Don't send me to that prison of hell. So there are three places, as we see on the screen, the evil angels abode. Some of them mysteriously in a place in heaven awaiting the judgment. Some of them on the earth, and some of them are already in hell. All right. Now, there's another thing I want to show you about evil angels, and it's this, the work of evil angels. What evil angels really do. And there are two things. One, they oppose God's people. Let's go again to that passage of Ephesians in chapter 6 of Ephesians and in verse 12. Remember, we saw that. Let me read it for you. I'm going to read it for you slowly. Ephesians 6 and verse 12. For we do not wrestle. Okay, now you explain me. What means to wrestle? All right, brother Ken, what means to wrestle?
Okay, wrestling. Well, that would be where two people go to hand-to-hand combat.
Okay, all right. Give the microphone to brother Grandpa here, Russell, okay?
Okay, I'm an old wrestler, and that's where two men will come together and physically try to throw each other, to pin each other down, to roll around, basically. It's not boxing. You grab a hold and you wrestle with somebody.
You work on the other person.
That's right. Struggle with each other.
Okay. So that's a good word, by the way, struggle. That's a good word. Thank you, Russ. Thank you, Ken. And here's what it is. The verse said, look at the verse, for we do not, let's change the word wrestle for a struggle. We do not struggle against flesh and blood. Now we need an explanation. What means flesh and blood? What is flesh and blood?
That's us,
a human being. A human being. Thank you. Okay? We don't struggle against another human being. So we are not afraid of another human being, said the Bible. But look at what the Bible says. But against principalities, against power, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against a spiritual host of the wickedness in the heavenly places. So you decided that I'm going to follow God. I have a burden for the Lord. I have a heart for my family. I'm going to raise my family exactly as God said. And guess what? There is, you don't need to look for opposition. You don't need to look for anybody around for opposing you. In heaven already, they have your number and say, okay, that guy is going to raise his family. We're going to give him some tests. Okay? It's just amazing in heavenly places. Okay? There is another place. They support these evil angels. They make your life, they try to make your life miserable. And then they try to support Satan. Let's go to the last book of the Bible in Revelation chapter 12. Is anybody volunteering for that? And okay, here is Emma in the front. Revelation chapter 12. And we're going to read verses 7 to 9. Go ahead, Emma.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, and the old serpent, called the devil and Satan, which was deceived the whole world, and he was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
I want you to look on verse 7 because it's important. The Bible says, and war brought out in heaven. Now, Michael is an archangel, as you know, from Jude, verse 6. And his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon and his angels. Who's the dragon? Satan and his angels. So his angels support Satan. They are loyal to him. He has an army, we call it demons, evil angels, who are faithful and supporting him. I want you to see another thing. Of course, I break in this theology of evil angels in a very simple matter so that you understand that they exist. Now, the future of evil angels, so you never be afraid of them. What's going to happen to them? All right? Number one, we'll face judgment. Jude is just before the book of Revelation. You go to the last book of the Bible, and one book before the last book of the Bible is the book of Jude. And there is one verse there, verse 6. And will you give it to your daddy, Ken, so that he will read it for us? Jude, verse 6.
And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day.
All right. The Bible informs that God have reserved. They fought with Michael, and they have reserved those people for the judgment of the great day. What is that? The judgment of the great day. The Christ's return, and is the last judgment, all right? The great judgment, the great day. The Bible called that the great day. Now, for you and me, it's a great day. We're going to meet the Lord. But not for these guys. They're going to meet the judge with no defense lawyer. No trial lawyers on their behalf. We have a trial lawyer. Remember in 1 John 1:1? Is anybody looking for 1 John 1:1? Look at the trial lawyer we have. Somebody will read that for me. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1. Excuse me. Chapter 2 and verse 1 of 1 John. All right. Amy, will you read that? Amy? Okay. She has to look. Okay. Give it to your daddy again. Give it to Kim. You hear that voice? It looks like his voice is just deep and profound for microphone. Go ahead, brother.
My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous.
What is the word advocate? Means? Lawyer. Somebody who is on behalf. Intermediary. So we have a lawyer, the Lord Jesus. But these guys, they are reserved for the judgment with no lawyer. All right? Okay. Well, I think I have one more point on the future. They are facing judgment, and they already found guilty. Now, it is amazing that the Revelation 0, 7 to 15, and I don't know what chapter will be. I don't know, but I know what chapter will be. It's 20, all right? Revelation 0, that's an addition to your Bible, all right? Some people added at the end, I added at the beginning. All right, Revelation 20 and verses 7 to 15. They are found guilty. In other words, there is not that they can defend themselves. That guilty, that's it. Give it to Brother Cassandra, will you? All right. Will you, brother? Okay. Revelation 20, verse 7 to 15. Listen to the whole final judgment.
And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city in fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
Thank you, my brother. I want to call your attention to two things that were found guilty. Look at in verse 10. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are. And when I get to the book of Revelation, we will see what that is. And they will be tormented day and night for 20 years, for 100 years, forever. It's finished. And then, of course, come the end, verse 12, 13, and 14. Now, look at verse 15 yourself. What's the key then not to be their judge? What's the key? The book of life. See? The book of life, God writes your name in the book of life. Before the foundation of the world. Can you unfathom that mystery? No. Don't even ask me to try and to find out that he wrote the name, my name 10 seconds before the earth was made, or after 10 seconds. No. No. There are people who are trying to find out when. But here is the great mystery. Before you and I were in the mind of God, God has in his mind you and me. In other words, before everything was nothing, God has you and me in his mind, and your name written in the book of life. That people will say, that's impossible. That's impossible. Well, whatever they said is up to them. One thing is, I believe it, and I'm thankful to God that he was pleased to put my name there. And what do you think is before Ephesians 1 clearly said that we were chosen before the foundation of the world? Why is that? Why is no wait for God waits that I was born and then he invites me to the kingdom to save me? Why did he save me before I was made? What do you think is one of the clues? There is a clue. Yes, sir. Grace and mercy. There is another clue. There is a big denomination that the Christendom is divided in two areas: the Roman Catholic Church and the Protestant Church. What is the basis of Roman Catholic salvation? Works. Faith plus works. What is the basis of Protestant salvation? Grace. Grace. God's Savior. And that's why he chose you before you even say, ah. And the best way to learn this is Romans chapter 9, where God talks about the two sons of Jacob, all right? And the two sons of Isaac. And it's just beautiful. One is Jacob, all right? And he was a rascal, but God loved him. And the other was tried to be good and tried to do the best himself. Reminds me Abel and Cain, remember? God said he must tell Adam what to do. Adam must tell his wife. His wife must tell their children. We have to do a sacrifice. And Abel, without father instruction, he brings a lamb to God. And what Cain did, the Bible said, the best of this earth, something that he worked for. You know, there are some pumpkins over there. I think I want to kill it, putting too much water on it. And the other day I wanted to turn it off, and Russell was coming. We meet over there to turn off the water. You know, takes work to farm. Takes work to farm. I love to go to Modesto to the farming area. Takes a lot of work to farm. Those people work hard. And they, when they work hard, they pick up something from the floor and they look on it and say, boy, we made it. We made it. And that's what happened to Cain. He said, I brought the best, but our best is not enough. It's not good enough. And so I think that's why this mysterious election of God, that doesn't mean we don't preach the gospel. We preach the gospel so that we discover those who the Lord has elected before the foundation of the world. That doesn't mean that people don't have to accept the Lord. They have to take the Lord in their heart. And when they take the Lord in their heart, we say, hey, there is another one that God has in his name. I don't know if you read Spurgeon, but Spurgeon has a good illustration. Has a door, and he said, and one side of the door said, believe. And as you cross the door, you turn around, and you see a word, elected. But you never know that until you cross the door. So you don't tell anybody, be elected. You tell people what? Be saved. All right? Elected, one of my professors said, it's a truth you hold right there that you know. If the person is rejecting you, just be patient. Don't force the person. Don't ask the person for anything. Just tell him about the Lord and wait the salvation of the Lord. All right? So it's beautiful. I don't think I have another point, but you know exactly where I have been. The abode of the angels in, let me run the show a little bit more. Again, angels, and then evil angels, the abode of angels. You know that they have a place where they live, three places, remember? Heaven, earth, and hell. And then the work of evil angels is always opposing the people of God and supporting Satan, always opposing. The future of evil angels will face judgment, and they were found guilty in Revelation 0, 7 to 15. You tell my pastor, say it, it is. All right? Okay. May the Lord bless you. This is the little thing you need to know. Now, I taught all of you so that you are not afraid of these angels. God will take care of them. Now, let me insert this before I close. There are people who said, I want to cast a demon from somebody. We're going to study demons. No man has the power to cast any demon. The demons are already sealed. One day they're going to be judged and done. So don't mess around with demons. Our job is not to cast demons. Our job is to preach the gospel. That's what it is. Father, thank you for the lesson that we had tonight. Thank you that you assure us that you take care of those things that oppose the kingdom of God. Our job is not to defend the kingdom, but to proclaim the kingdom. Thank you, Father. Bless us as we go to our homes. Bless our families. Some of them have to drive a long way. Be with them, Lord. Thank you for their faithfulness and for their love for Jesus and their praises to you. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. All right. God bless you.